Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down and trouble.
That's Sweet Baby James bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Rich is the publisher, the writer, the chief, the cost accountant, and the VP of marketing over at Mullings.com, MULLINGS.com. Please check it out and subscribe to his cyber column. I know you'll enjoy it as I do, as I have for a long time. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. I want to get you back another day and talk about your trip to Africa, but today there's just too many things going on. We talked about Benghazi in the first segment. We talked about the IRS in the second segment. Now we come to what I'm calling the attack on the First Amendment. Rich, all I can think about is arrogance and biting the hand that feeds you. If you've got some person or some group that basically has handed you your successes, like the mainstream media has handed Obama his successes by basically not covering Benghazi at all prior to the election. And then you turn around and bite that hand that feeds you. That's either incredible stupidity or incredible arrogance. Which is it?
Well, it can be both. Am I right? Yeah, oh, absolutely. And these guys, if you live in Washington and deal with the National Press Corps, I mean, their eyes get starry when they talk about Obama. But not anymore, and that's why I was saying a little bit earlier in this segment that for Obama the biggest problem he's got is this whole James Rosen thing. That James Rosen is a senior correspondent mm-hmm. for Fox News. He is a highly respected correspondent in mm-hmm. Washington. He's not Sean Hannity. Mm-hmm. people don't roll their eyes. I mean, he's a real live reporter. No kidding around. Mm-hmm. And it's not just that Eric Holder approved. Not just his phone records or his email, you know, who he was sending or receiving from, but approved digging into his emails and actually reading his emails.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually, they called him a potential co-conspirator, meaning
in order to be able to get approval for this. Yeah.
And then they went on to say that they might have to follow him for years to get mm-hmm. to get the information they want. And that's the chilling part about all this, because as one reporter said, if getting information from a federal employee is going to be illegal, then we are reduced to rewriting government press releases, mm-hmm. and we may as well move to North Korea.
So is the Fox thing, the Rosen issue, going to be bigger than the AP issue?
Yeah, it is, because the AP issue was stupid. I mean, that was just plain stupid. And everybody thought that was the worst thing they ever heard until they heard about the Rosen thing. The two things are that they got permission to read his emails. In the AP case, they were just looking at who was calling who, not what they were talking about mm-hmm. and writing about.
Mm-hmm.
But the second thing is that they have accused him of being a criminal for doing what reporters do
right.
all day long.
Well, and of course, when you put the two together, now you've got a trend. You've got a behavior, not just an act.
You can't have a chart. If you only have one dot, but when you got two, you got a trend line.
AP becomes an incriminating foundation under the Fox Rosen story.
Yeah, that's right. And that's right. But as from a strategic standpoint, as we started the segment with, that when you, as Lyndon Johnson once said of Walter Cronkite, when Cronkite said that that Vietnam was unwinnable, Johnson said, "If we've lost Walter Cronkite, we've lost the war." And mm-hmm. I wrote this morning for the White House, if they've lost Chris Matthews, mm-hmm. they've lost the legacy.
Yeah. Where do you, Rich? I've got about a minute left. Where do you see all this going? How do you see things a year from now? What will all this look like?
It'll look even worse, because now everything that happens will be some reporter or some news organization will try to elbow their way in and make this, whatever this is, the next big thing, and the White House is going to do nothing but fight these things on all fronts.
He's been able to survive on illusion up to now, but now the illusion is going, I'm afraid. And I mean, there's nothing sacred anymore in the Obama administration, is there?
That's right. They're going to treat him like a real president,
like a regular
black president.
Which is all any of us ever ask of any president.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. And the main thing, Rich, is I hope that our country winds up being the better for this and not the worse for it.
I think we will.
Yeah. Well, I hope from your mouth to God's ears. Rich, thanks again. Thanks for your service. Appreciate you being here. Come back again real soon.
Will do.
Mullings.com, folks. Mullings.com. Mullings.com. That's his website. You need to go there and subscribe to his thrice weekly cyber column. I promise you, you'll enjoy it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.